Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen, it's Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Can consuming too much citrus increase your risk of skin cancers? Well, researchers have found that people who drink copious amounts of orange juice or eat a lot of grapefruit could be raising their risk of melanoma, which, as we know, is the deadliest form of skin cancer. In the Journal of Clinical Oncology, these researchers said that grapefruit and oranges, they contain certain compounds, furocumarins and sorolin, and these make the skin more sensitive to sunlight. And this is what's so important, is that they make the skin more sensitive to sunlight and that they cause melanoma cells to multiply when they're exposed to that ultraviolet light. So they looked at more than 40,000 people that participated in this study and found that 60,000 women in the study, that their risk of melanoma was low, and that 2% ended up with melanoma over the course of 25 years, but that the people who drank at least 1.6-ounce servings of the fruit juice, their risk was 36% higher. So you'd think that California and Florida, where they consume more citrus and they're in the sun more, would be higher. So they're looking at all of these things. It didn't necessarily turn out to be the case, but they do say that wearing sunscreen and not necessarily reducing our citrus, but maybe not overdoing it so much, because now that they've found that these make you more sensitive to sunlight and that they can increase these melanoma cells, it's a reason to at least think about it. We know these citrus things are good for us, but we also know that we must use sunscreen. And we know that antibiotics are another thing that make you more sensitive to sunlight. So when you're on these things, if you're going to be out in the sun, just make sure that you're wearing plenty of sunscreen. In my second story, I just really want to quickly go over the fact that right now the Red Cross has issued a plea for more blood donations. I'm a donor. I donate platelets as well. I'm B positive. And I think that it's so important, with more people taking their summer holidays over the next few weeks, donations are expected to drop. And actually, that's when they need them to rise, because there are accidents and they're expecting a shortage of this much needed blood. So to find out how more you can help and how you can donate, please call 1-800-RED-CROSS. They're a wonderful organization. It's something that everybody should do. I even convinced my 85 at the time year old dad to donate blood, and they took his blood. So donate blood. It's a simple process. It's painless, and it's really important. And you could be saving more than just one life with your one pint of blood. So, and besides which, it's good for your blood to regenerate and take that pint out and let your cells create another pint of blood. So donate blood, call the Red Cross, get out there. And besides which, you should know your blood type anyway. And if you donate, then you do know your blood type. So another good reason. In my last story today, half of all heart disease deaths could be prevented. You know, we've made a lot of progress in reducing the number of heart disease-related deaths by talking about preventable risk factors, but that half of all these deaths still can be prevented. We really need to look at those risk factors more carefully. People need to pay attention to them. And that if these risk factors were completely eliminated, about half those deaths could be prevented. And we're talking about smoking, sedentary lifestyle, eating high-fat foods. You can't really control genetics, your hereditary risk, but you can control these behavior lifestyles. So we need to look at those very carefully and pay attention to them. And if you know somebody that, you know, has kind of all of these risk factors, these are the kind of shows you want to share with them. And we're here to help you learn these things. We're not just talking here. We're talking about important things. You're listening to Health Radio on Radio MD. Got a great show coming up. We got my favorite, Dr. Pam Peake. So stay tuned.